Welcome.
It's time for the Old Time Country Church Broadcast with Brother and Pastor Dave Jones from Faith Independent Baptist Church, 1532 Elijah Creek Road in Hebron, Kentucky. Check out the website,
Faith Independent Baptist at Hebron.org.
And now, Pastor Dave Jones with the Old Time Country Church Broadcast.
Hello and welcome to the Old Time Country Church Broadcast. This is Pastor Dave Jones, pastor of the Faith Independent Baptist Church in the community of Hebron, Kentucky. And we welcome you today. Thank you for tuning in. I believe the broadcast is going to be a blessing to you. But the first thing we always do is approach the throne of mercy. Let's pray together. Our Lord Jesus, we're glad for this new day to broadcast, to give out the Word of God. Lord, we do not take it for granted. Lord, we never have, because it's such a privilege, God, to be able to put it out over these airwaves. We never thought, Lord, we'd ever be on the radio, let alone every day of the week on this good station and reaching out through the internet radio around the world. And God, you've been so good to us. And Father, I pray now your blessings on our listeners. Lord, I don't know them personally, and I pray they know you personally, though. And God, if they don't, I ask, Lord, they may be saved today. We praise you for what you do in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you take a listen now to a song that I did not too long ago, and we're going to hear a message today from a few Sundays back. I sung a song called The Prodigal Son. Our folks like this song, and I like it too. Got a good message. And then we're going to take you into the service, and we're going to preach on Keep It Simple out of Romans chapter 10. God bless you as you listen.
Like the prodigal son, I wandered from Jesus. I traded my life for a worldly good time. No peace in my heart I ever could find. And I got so tired feeding after the swine. Prodigal son, I wandered in darkness, but the good shepherd saw through the heat and the cold, the 90 and 9 he left in the fold, just to find this lost sheep, it was hungry and cold. So I believe I
Romans chapter 10. Thank you all for the nice birthday cards and the wonderful things you said and the gifts. We really appreciate it with all our heart. I told somebody this morning, y'all spoiled me, and I appreciate that all my heart. And 77 years went by pretty quick. I'll tell you that. It flew by. Don't ever make a mistake of looking at your pictures when you were 30 years and younger. I said, did I ever fit in that Army uniform? Really? That was me? And those fatigues? That was me. But anyhow, did I ever have black hair? One time I did, believe it or not, sure enough. Romans chapter 10. I want to read the first few verses in it. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that he might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. For Moses describeth the righteousness which is of the law, that a man which doeth these things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thine heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Amen. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. But there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. Amen. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe on him they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who believeth our report? Who hath believed our report? So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I want to preach a little while this morning on the subject, keep it simple. Keep it simple. And the Bible lays out here what a sinner must do to be saved. It's very concise, very plain. The smallest child can understand it. The biggest old dumbest hillbilly like me can understand it. He puts it out there where everybody can get it. Why is that? God wants everybody to be saved. That's why. And so look at the verse here. There are three or four terms God uses here that we need to pay attention to. And the first term out of the box is this, from verse 1. He said, brethren, my heart's a desire and prayer to God for Israel that they might be saved. There's that word, saved. Saved. Whenever we go out and visit, I ask somebody, have you been saved? That's a good Bible word. That means, are you saved? You're going to heaven. Have your sins been forgiven? But he said to Israel, he said, my heart's a prayer and desire is that they might be saved. Hold your place right where you are. I'm coming right back to Romans 10. We're going to come right back to it every time. Notice down in 1 Timothy chapter 2. I want to get a cross-reference here. 1 Timothy chapter 2. And I look down here, please, at one verse, and that's found in verse 4. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and in verse 4, the Lord makes this statement. He said, who shall have all men to be saved and to come into the knowledge of the truth. So the truth of the matter is, God wants everybody to be saved. It's not God's will that anybody should perish. Somebody said, Brother God, he's an old bad ogre setting off in heaven. He's going to put me in hell. No, you go to hell in your own volition. Do it because you reject Christ your Savior. He wants everybody to be saved. He made provisions for everybody to be saved. So back in Romans 10, he's talking about being saved, being saved. My question for you today is, are you saved? I'm not asking you, are you religious? Religion is a whole different thing. You don't need religion. You need salvation. Amen? You say, I've been a good person. Good, you might have. We need a lot of good people. But are you a saved person? Ask yourself. Look deep in your heart. Look deep down in your soul. Can you go back to a time when you received Christ your Savior? Are you saved this morning? And he said, my heart's prepared and desired for Israel that might be saved. But here's the second word. Look at verse 2, chapter 10, Romans verse 2. For I bear thee record that they have a seal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. Here's what you got when you got religion. Here's what you got when you got an alternative to salvation. You've got self-righteousness. You got somebody trying to be righteous before God. We can't be righteous. There's none of us righteous. The Bible said there's none righteous. No, not one. And God meant what he said. People say, well, Brother Dave, isn't so-and-so an exception? There are no exceptions, thank God, except Jesus Christ. Nobody's righteous but Jesus himself. That's what I'm saying. Look at Isaiah chapter 64. Just now, I'm coming right back to Romans. Isaiah chapter 64, coming right back to Romans. Oh, Brother David, I've done a lot of good works. Good, keep on doing. This world needs good works, but it won't get you to heaven. Isaiah chapter 64. Look down here, please, in verse 6. Here's what God thinks of our righteousness. He said, but we are all an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, and we do all fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. We hold up our little pitiful righteousness before God. We do our little pitiful works, our little pitiful religion, our little pitiful baptism, our little pitiful whatever it is we hold up and hope to get saved by. And we say, here it is, God. He sets dirty rags in my sight. Let me show you something clean. Let me show you something good. Let me show you my son, thank God, who died in your place. That's perfect and that's right. Trust him is what God said. Trust him.
Amen.
Trust him. He made it simple. Brother Dave, there's Methodist, Lutheran, Catholic, Mormon, Episcopalian. They're all fine. It's a free country. Join what you want to. But neighbor, I'm going to tell you something. None of those entities will ever take you to heaven. If you go to heaven, you go through Jesus Christ and him alone. Right. Him alone. Righteous, he said, is filthy rag. Go back to Romans 10 again. Here's the third word we need to get. We talked about saved. We talked about righteousness. Then he says down here in verse 6 of Romans 10. But the righteousness which is of faith, but speaketh in this wise, say not in thine heart, who shall ascend unto heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring up Christ again from the dead. But what saith it? Here's the word. The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. Here's the third word. That word is word, God's word. And we find it, verse 11, expressed this way. He said, for the scripture saith. The scripture saith. It doesn't matter what man thought about it. It doesn't matter what man wrote about it. It doesn't matter what the commentators say. It doesn't matter what the people who started the denomination say. It does not matter. It's going to go away with the wind like the chaff in the wind. But I'm going to tell you something. You hold in your hand this morning the blessed word of God that'll be around when this world's on fire, thank God. You have the blessed word of God. I want to trust my soul for something that's going to be here tomorrow and of 10 million years from now. Amen. He said down here, the word, the scripture is in thy mouth. Look at 1 Corinthians 15. Here is the scripture. You say, well, Brother Dave, I get confused sometimes. Somebody said, well, get baptized, be saved. Somebody said, eat a cracker and drink some hoops to get saved. Somebody said, join the Baptist, get saved. Somebody said, do this or that. And the devil is the author of confusion. He wants to confuse you, folks. He really does. Here's the simplicity of what I'm talking about. Keep it simple. Thank God for it. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Here is the gospel in its simplest form. The Lord spells it out for us. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and notice down here, please, in verses 3 and 4, look what it says. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 and 4. God makes it very clear about the gospel. He said, for I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins, according to the scriptures. Now he is buried and rose again the third day according to the scriptures. And he was buried and rose again the third day, and he was seen of Christ, of Cephas and the 12. The Bible said according to the scriptures, Christ died for our sins. He was buried according to the scriptures. He was rose again according to the scriptures. It's all according to the scriptures. And God said, if you'll trust him, I'll save you according to the scriptures. That's what he said. The word. Don't you go out of here and say, well, Brother Dave Jones said this. Brother Dave Jones ain't got no right to say nothing except what comes in that book right there. Come on. Well, my preacher said this. Well, so what? If it ain't in the book, who cares about it? Who cares about it? Or the Aunt Jemima saying, buy them cabbage downs. I'd really go to a Chubby Checker concert, hear a guy like that. I'm just telling you that who cares what people say about it? And you got them on television, radio all the time, say, here's what you do to be saved, all this stuff. If it ain't in the Bible, forget the thing. But he gave us the scriptures. And look at John chapter 5. Watch this right here, John chapter 5. John 5. Jesus dealt with this very same thing. John chapter 5. Look down at verse 39. Now, I'm not going to spare the mules this morning. So if you're a little thin-skinned, you might want to rub something on. But it's the truth anyhow. I'd rather have you go out of here huffing and puffing and knowing the truth than to think I'm a good guy and smooth it over to you and send you to hell. John chapter 5. Jesus is dealing with the Pharisees here. And in John chapter 5 and verse 39, he tells them, search the scripture. For in them you think you have eternal life, but they are they which testify of me. You search the scripture about salvation. God said, neither is there salvation any other. For there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. That name's not a church name. That name is the name above all names, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the glory of God, the King of glory. Thank God. It's him. Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He said, down here, they are they that speak of me. Notice this. So we've learned about being saved. We learned about righteousness. We have none. We've learned about where to find out to be saved. That's the scriptures, the word. Here's the fourth word. Go back to Romans chapter 10. Here's the fourth word we want to become familiar with this morning. In Romans chapter 10, look down at verse 9. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession made unto salvation. There's the word I want to say, salvation. Salvation. You say, Brother Dave, what do I got to do to get saved this morning? Well, let's do what God said to do. It ain't matter what I think you ought to do. That if thou shalt confess thy mouth the Lord Jesus. Take your Bibles, look down to Acts chapter 8 just a minute. Acts 8, we're coming right back to Romans 10. Acts chapter 8. Here's Philip going across the desert, hooking up with this Ethiopian eunuch in a chariot, reading a portion of scripture. And I want you to notice what transpired. I'm not going to read the entire passage, just a couple of verses. In Acts chapter 8, look down please at verse 35. Acts chapter 8, and down at verse 35. The eunuch was reading Isaiah 53, and he asked Philip, when Philip got up in the chariot, he said, who is this talking about, of himself or some other man? And in verse 35, here's what Philip did. He said, then Philip opened his mouth, began the same scripture, and preached unto him Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
What else we got to tell the world, church, but Jesus, thank God.
Right.
People, the world gets uncomfortable. You talk about Jesus.
That's right.
I saw where they were having a big prayer vigil up in Seattle this past week, and it's a planned thing. They'd had permission and everything to do it, and about 1,000 folks that didn't believe in God just crashed the thing and tore it up. And that guy, there's no freedom anymore religion in this country. But I'm telling you right now, they didn't like that name Jesus. They shut down prayers at football games because of the name of Jesus. They don't want you to mention Jesus. He's taken out of many Bibles and called her or whatever. I'm gonna tell you something. There's no name like that name. That name has brought us through the storm. That name, thank God, has saw us through. That name will be the name we'll shout about in glory one day. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Come on,
I'm feeling better all the time. Salvation. So here's what happened. I got sidetracked here. I'm sorry. Look at Acts chapter 8. I got beside myself here. Verse 35. He opened his mouth, began the same scripture, and preached unto him Jesus. As he went on the way, they came into water, certain water, and the eunuch said, see, here's water. What is hindering me baptized? He saw him getting baptized in Jerusalem. He said, well, the Christians get baptized. He said, what stopped me from getting baptized? And Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Confess with his mouth, believe with his heart. And Philip took him down and baptized him. Now go back to Romans chapter 8 just a minute, please. Romans chapter 10, rather. And he said, now notice what he said. He said, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. You know, we have a lot of confessions in religion, you know. I believe in the Apostles' Creed, and I believe in that. You know, that's okay if you want to confess. But the thing that gets you saved is confessing Jesus Christ. Amen.
Right.
And so he said down here in verse 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart. Somebody said, well, I believe in Jesus. Well, the devils believe and tremble. You're talking about believing in your brain. And you saw he died, he lived, he died. Yeah, he was a good man. But believing in heart, and you take him in your heart as your Savior. You believe on Christ. I'm trusting him. I'm trusting him and him alone for my salvation. Not that I'm a Baptist. Not that I'm a preacher. Not that I'm any worthy of anything. But my soul, thank God, and my salvation rests on Jesus Christ this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's just shout a while. Amen. Some of y'all getting that Baptist stink blowed off of you anyhow. Amen. That lot. Be hurtful to the old man watching now. He said down here, thou shalt confess thy mouth, believe in thy heart. Then look at verse 9, look at the last part of the verse. That God raised him from the dead. See, that's the key to it. God raised him from the dead. We don't believe in a dead God. We're not carrying a dead God around on a pole. We're not magnetizing a dead God and sticking him in our dashboard. We're not worshiping him some kind of statue. Our God's alive, thank God. He raised him from the dead. Therefore, he's able to save those to the uttermost that believe on him. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory. Well, you know, getting goosebumps now. Don't mean anything, just means I'm cold. But anyway, look now please at verse verse 10, he said, for that with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. What righteousness? It's not ours. We already sold out our righteousness is filthy righteousness. It's Christ's righteousness. It's his. We get his righteousness when we get saved. His righteousness applied to our account. We get his righteousness, and he gets our sin. Thank God, that's a pretty good trade right there. He said, for the heart believeth in verse 10, for the heart believeth, man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
That's right.
Do you have salvation? If you have Jesus Christ in your heart, you have salvation this morning.
Right.
If you don't, you don't. One other word. That word is found in verse 11, and that word is ashamed. He said, for the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So it boils down to this. If we know what we need to do, we ought not to be ashamed to call on Christ and get saved.
That's right.
I tell you, you ought to be ashamed. This world ought to be ashamed.
That's right. That's right.
This world ought to be ashamed of some of the garbage they try to shove down our kids' throats. Come on, I'm going to get preaching for a while now.
Amen.
Our granddaughter had to come home the other day and tell her mom that they were making her read a book in class that had cuss words in it. She said, I'm not comfortable doing that. And the teacher said, well, just say bleep. And my daughter went down and got on them like stink on litter. And she said, why should they have to say bleep? Isn't there other books in your library that doesn't have cuss words in them?
Amen.
Yep. Doesn't tell fourth graders how to have sex? Come on.
Yep. That's right.
But they're going to ram that down their throat. They're going to put that on. They're going to pervert them and create it. And Amy did right. You don't want to get that redhead stirred up. I guarantee you they won't be no school left.
Amen, brother.
We raised her to stand up what's right, but she that red hair gets wild.
Amen.
But I'm just telling you, brother, this world ought to be ashamed of the junk they put out.
That's right.
Huh? Ought to be ashamed. Well, that some bozo the other day from Washington, D.C. had his Batman cape and his collar on, a bunch of chains around his neck. He said, we done wrote a Bible that makes God gender neutral. Well, go ahead. But I'll tell you what you do. You go to hell with that Bible is what you'll do with it. My Bible says, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, thank God. Don't get me started. You know how I am. He said down here, he said, we ought not to be ashamed. Look down here, please, at Romans chapter 1. Romans 1, verse 16. You and I say me because I'm just like you. We have done some stuff in our lives that we ought to be ashamed about, and rightfully so. We've done some awful stuff, some things that we're glad is under the blood. Am I telling it right, church, or not?
That's right,
true of all of us. True of all of us. Here's what Paul said, Romans chapter 1, verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. To everyone that believeth, the Jew first and also to the Greek. I'm not ashamed to preach the gospel to you this morning. I'm not ashamed to tell you that Jesus saved. I'm not ashamed to tell you that he is the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other God. There is no other way. Your way is wrong if it's not Jesus Christ. Your church is wrong if it's not Jesus Christ. I'm not ashamed to tell you that because my Bible teaches me that. And I'm not ashamed of the word of God this morning.
Amen.
Romans 10, go back to it one last time. Romans 10. I want to read this one more time, then I want to pick up verse toward the end. We're done. Romans 10 and verse 9. That, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in thine heart that God has raised from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Notice what comes after the word saved. Is there a parenthesis with some asterisks and say, well, all this? No, it's a period. It's done.
Amen.
It's done. Verse 10. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
Amen.
And then I want you to look down, please, at verse 14. Verse 13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That means anybody can.
Amen.
That means nobody's excluded. No matter what your skin color is, no matter what country you came from, no matter how deep you've gotten sin, no matter how many times you've cursed God, God said, whosoever may call upon the name of the Lord be saved. But then he said, verse 14 said, how then shall they call him in whom they have not believed? You can't call him if you don't believe in him. That makes sense, doesn't it? And how shall they believe on him who have not heard? You can't believe on somebody you never heard about. And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except to be sent? You see what God's doing here? As it's written, how beautiful are the feet. And then preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings and good things. You say, what is that? That's just showing you the goodness of God. You're here this morning because God wants you here this morning. You heard how simple it is to get saved? Because God wants you to hear that simple plan of salvation. You heard it from a preacher. Not you need to hear from a preacher. Any one of these folks in church could tell you the same thing I told you this morning. Nothing new about that. They could have told you the same thing. Anybody in this church could take that Bible and do what I did this morning. But I just happened to be here this morning. But that's the point. You're here. God put the message on my heart. And he called me. If he hadn't called me, I wouldn't be here. No, God knows where I'd be. I wouldn't be here. God put the whole thing together for one reason. He loves your soul.
Amen.
And he will save you today.
Amen.
If you'll call on him.
Take this warning. Don't let old Satan hold your hand. You'll be lost in sin forever. You'll never reach the promised land. The old crossroad now's waiting. Which one are you gonna take? One leads down to destruction, the other to the burning gates. One road leads up to heaven. Goes down below. Will you be ready then, my brother, to shine? The one goes down below. The old crossroad now's waiting. Which one are you gonna take? One leads down to destruction, the other to the burning gate.
Well, time's gone, and I appreciate you listening in today. Don't forget to come and visit us this weekend, Sunday morning, at 10 o'clock Sunday school, 11 o'clock preaching, and then 6 o'clock on Sunday evening, back preaching again, and have our circle of prayer, old time singing, preaching, and shouting. You come by and see us, Faith Independent Baptist Church. Until the next time, may God bless you, neighbor.
You've been listening to the Old Time Country Church Broadcast with Brother and Pastor Dave Jones from Faith Independent Baptist Church, 1532 Elijah Creek Road in Hebron, Kentucky. Check out the website,
Faith Independent Baptist at Hebron.org.
Write to Faith Independent Baptist Church today, Post Office Box 502, Hebron, Kentucky, 41048. Faith Independent Baptist Church in Hebron with Sunday school at 10 a.m., morning preaching at 11 a.m., Sunday evening Bible study at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening prayer service at 6:30 p.m. Tune in again next week at this time for the Old Time Country Church Broadcast with Pastor Dave Jones. Thanks for listening.
Hello, neighbor. This is Pastor Dave Jones, pastor of the Faith Independent Baptist Church in the community of Hebron, Kentucky, who sponsors the Old Time Country Church Broadcast. We'd love to have you come by, visit with us. You'll receive a warm welcome, old time music, old time singing and preaching, and we'd be honored to have you come by, 1532 Elijah Creek Road in the community of Hebron, Kentucky. God bless you, neighbor.
Tune in to the Old Time Country Church Broadcast with Brother Dave Jones, Monday through Friday at 2:45 p.m., at 5:15 p.m., also Saturday at 5 a.m., and 1 p.m. and Sunday, 8:30 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Christian Talk, 1160.